Hello and welcome to another episode of K-Pop Noir. My name is Poppy.
I'm Shelly.
My name is Ivy.
And today we are going to be talking about the new mini album by Baekhyun. We're also going to be sharing a new kind of special challenge that we've been doing this week with you guys a little later on in the episode. So I think today's going to be fun. What do you guys think?
I think it's going to be super fun. Super duper fun.
Okay. Well, we're all super excited to talk about Baekhyun. For those of you that don't know, Baekhyun is a member of my favorite group, which is EXO. And this is the second mini album that Baekhyun's done. The new mini album is called Delight. And we're going to kind of just talk a little bit about kind of our overall feelings about it. And then maybe just talk about a few of our favorite songs. Does that sound good, ladies?
That sounds perfect.
Great.
Perfection. So let's talk about, like, I don't know. What did you guys think about it? I mean, Baekhyun's great. We love him. I mean, if you listened to the last episode, you know that.
I thought it was an incredible sophomore mini album. Like, I think he did really good. And there were different aspects of his voice that I haven't seen before, so I was really excited about that.
I really, really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised, like, when I heard Candy, I was like, okay, pop off. I mean, I knew he was gonna slap, but he just really was just, you know.
Oh, okay. Does someone have a translation for?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's hilarious. I thought it was great. I mean, I think in my mind, I thought, how is he going to top City Lights? Because City Lights, which is Baekhyun's first mini album, I just feel like I love that mini album. Like, there's so many songs on there that I just appreciated so much and, like, just played to death. I'm still playing that.
Me too.
Yeah. Right? That was released like 9 months ago and it's still on like heavy rotation on my playlist. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh, is he gonna do something different? I hope he does it. You know, like, and I just feel like, just like Shelly said, I feel like he did enough different, but also enough of the stuff that I love to hear him sing, which is just really, really good. So I mean, I think we all are kind of thumbs up all over the place for Baekhyun and for this mini album. So maybe we should talk about some of our favorite tracks.
My favorite out of the whole album was Love Again. When I heard the sample, this snippet of it, I already knew that it was going to be my favorite song. I had no doubt that that song was going to, like, I already knew that that song was going to be my favorite song. It's just so, like, chill and just, like, I could go to sleep. And, like, I love this song so much.
I guess for me, my favorite, like, hands down, is Ghost. When we heard the snippets, it was like there were a lot of the songs that I was intrigued by and I wanted to hear more. But I think playing that, the snippet didn't do any justice to this song to me. It was like when I, like, listened to the album for the first time and I heard the song, I just was like, oh, I just already know this is going to be my fave. So I'm absolutely loving that song. And I have that one, like, on repeat quite a lot. But I will say, based off of Baekhyun's last mini album, I picked my favorite song and that one too. And then the more I kept playing it, the more my favorite song kept changing. So, you know, ask me in a month and it might be a different one, but right now it's Ghost.
I think Bungee is my favorite. I like a lot of the other ones and it's getting more and more difficult, like you were saying, to choose a favorite song. Just by continuing to listen to it, but I really do like Bungee. I just think the different chords that he uses, like, it's not the same as what he normally does, and I really like that a lot. Also, the, like, I guess production of it is really good. Like, his vocals, none of them take away from each other. Like, they all really work well together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of, like, overall, like, in all of the songs, I feel like they've done a really good job of, like, balancing his vocals, you know, mm-hmm. like, not, he's not, like, overdoing it in any certain area where it's like, I don't know, you know, some artists you listen to and it's just like, okay, we got it.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Chill out.
Was there any other songs for you guys that stood out?
Underwater as well.
Yes.
I really like Underwater and Ivy's favorite, Love Again. But Candy, I'm still, like, I go back to that song every time. Like, I love the other songs, but I'll still just listen to Candy because I just think it's so fun and it makes me happy, especially, you know, but it just makes me happy and it's great.
Yeah.
I think mine are Bungee and Underwater. I don't know. Like, when I hear Bungee, it's just so good. Like, the whole album is so good. But, like, those two songs, like, Underwater, like, they have such a different feel to them. It's like, yeah, they're two totally different songs. But, like, they make me feel the exact same way. Like, I love the song so much.
Yeah. It's really, like, that one's a really good one. I think for me, like, my, Rochelle, I just agree with you. Like, I feel like I've kind of just shoved Candy off to the side because it's, like, the title track. But, like, I feel like, yes, that's definitely one of my top favorites from the album.
Yeah,
but I'd say too, Underwater. Yes,
Underwater, like, is such a great song.
It's just so good, yes, and like so much emotion. That's what I feel like when I listen to that song. Yeah. It's just like I feel that emotion, and I feel like I've heard him talk about that song in an interview and say that, like, that his goal was he wanted to like pour all of his emotion into that song.
Yeah,
and I feel like you can feel that when you listen to it. It's just like you feel that desperation, like. There's the, like, I wrote down some of the lyrics from that song where, like, there's a lyric that says, like, your love is my minimal breath. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's another line that says, after we broke up, I woke up in the dark.
Mm.
And it's kind of like just this, like, desperation, like, in the face of, like, lost love. And yeah, I just feel like he really did such a great job of, like, conveying the emotion of that. I also just want to note that we all noticed that at the beginning of Underwater, you can hear the echoes of Diamond from his very first, from City Lights, the first mini album. And Diamond was my favorite song off of City Lights.
It's an iconic song. So.
Yes, ooh, so good.
That is a good song.
Like a small little echo from Diamond at the beginning of Underwater. So I feel like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, I'm going to love this.
No, I was really excited for Love Again, though. I do feel like with this mini album, I feel like all of the songs are more cohesive than City Lights for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that the other album was, like, it all really fit together. But this one, something about it where it doesn't break. Like, I will start from Candy and I will listen all the way through to Love Again.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I really just feel like the Western area would eat him up if they listened to it.
Yeah. We were talking about that in the car yesterday about like the number of people that we know that just don't listen to K-pop or like any kind of K music. And so it's kind of like, you're missing out, people.
Yeah,
like you're missing out on somebody like Baekhyun. And I just feel like so many people would love him. Like, and we were talking about that Wavy song.
Love Talk.
Love Talk.
Stan Wavy.
Like, Stan Wavy, people, told you.
No, but I mean,
it's like so many people would love that song.
Yeah. For the people who listen to our podcast who don't really listen to K-pop and that you guys are our friends or just you're just new to K-pop and you want to get into it, we will have a playlist that we have curated together linked in the show notes, and it's also going to be on our social media. We'll link it in the bios on all of our social media, which is at K-pop Noir Podcast, and we'll even include some Baekhyun songs, so you guys can listen. And if you want to listen along to, like, if we say a song and you want to listen to it and then come back, that'd be cool. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then let us know how you feel, because we write us a message or comment, whatever you want to do. Just listen to it.
Just listen to it. Let it in.
We're going on an adventure, child.
That's what that reminded me of.
Listen to it.
So funny. Well, since we kind of have been talking about Candy, let's kind of talk about Candy and talk about the song and also talk a little bit about the MV and what we thought about the music video. Yeah, what did you guys think? I mean, I think I have some of my favorite parts, but I'm interested to hear what you guys thought as well.
When I first watched the music video, I was super tired, so I wasn't really paying attention, but I was still trying to be like, okay, big pop off. But when I was like watching it and I was listening to him, I was like, yes king. And like the music video was just so good, like everything like fit well together, like all his dancers were really good, like they really made the music video. It was such a good music video. I really, really liked that music video, like, a lot.
It was really good. I thought it was really fun. I loved that it was, like, really bright and colorful.
Yeah.
Like visually, it was, like, very visually pleasing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So that was really cool. And, like, I think, like, like you said too, with the dancers, it was like there was a really good vibe, because it wasn't like they were in the back and he was standing in the front. It was like they were all together.
Yes. Yeah, they were dancing as one like group. Around. Yeah.
Yeah, like dancing all around him, yeah, which was really cool. There was like some flirting happening.
Yes, with the eyes.
He really was wild. Okay.
And that was like, I loved that because I just feel like it totally matched the song, and like, yeah, it just was really, really good. The dancing was great.
Oh, I loved it. So good. And
it's just, yeah, I mean, I think it was like perfectly fit the song. It was just yeah, pop heaven, basically. Yes. Pop heaven.
I love the parts where they, like, when they are dancing, but he's split up with the boys and then he's split up with the girls. I really love those two parts. And also where he starts his little acapella.
That's my favorite part.
That's my favorite part, too. Also, his hair. His hair looks so good. I love this haircut. Yes. I really, really like it.
Yeah. You love a man with an undercut.
Yes, he they just look like they're having so much fun. And I think that's a big reason why I like the song too. It's just because it's fun. And then to see people doing the candy challenge, it's just much fun. Media. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. It's really cool too. Like I watched the video a couple times and then I watched it with subtitles on, you know, got to check out those lyrics. Yes. What are you saying to me, Bacon, about candy? Minus, you know, the parts that he sings in English where he's singing. Yeah, exactly. Or girl on your candy. And I'm like, okay, explain that to me. But it was really cool. Like when you listen to the, like when you read, when you kind of like see the lyrics, like there's one of the lyrics that it's basically like him saying like, I can be whatever flavor you want. Right. Like, and there's this lyric that says like, I can be mature cinnamon or I can be dorky mint. And I just love that. Like, I just thought, like, what a great line. Like,
it
I
is.
Can be mature if you want, but I can also be kind of dorky if you want.
And also, we can see that from Baekhyun. Just like, like, I just see those two different things. I'm like, there are some times where I'm like, dang, you look real good. And there's sometimes I'm like, Baekhyun, if you don't
why are you so silly? Right. I know. And I just love that where it's like, I feel like that idea behind candy of it being like him like saying like, I can do whatever flavor you want, just tell me what you need type of thing. I feel like almost like the whole mini album is a little bit of that. It's like we're getting like all these different flavors like from the different songs. So it's like, it's really cool then how candy really kind of just states that right at the very beginning. It's the first track, and then it's like then we get all these different flavors of him in, you know, all of the
different too. Very different.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So good. Yeah, exactly.
Let's get this pumping.
Oh my gosh. I forgot to mention that. That is also one of my favorites. I love that song.
Pop it.
Again, it's hard. I just love the whole thing. I really do.
It's just really
I
good.
Don't skip any songs anytime I listen to it, and I've been listening to it a lot.
Hear. Me too, girl. So I think overall we're all giving a thumbs up to Baekhyun's Delight. We definitely encourage you guys to go check it out. Like Shelly said, we'll have some of the songs on our playlist, and yeah, we hope you guys will give it a listen.
True.
And then you can come back and say thank you because you're gonna love it. So there you go. Okay, and then today, you guys, we are starting a little bit of a challenge. This week we have kind of challenged each other to try to stan a new group, a group maybe that we've heard about but that we haven't really delved deep into. And something you guys can like expect from us in the future is I think there's quite a lot of groups that we would like to learn more about.
Yeah,
like isn't that right? Yes. Like there's a ton of groups that it's like we might have one or two songs in a playlist but we don't know much about the group, or we don't know much about like any of their other songs. And so in the future, we're going to be doing episodes on like specific groups where we all kind of spend some time during the week kind of diving into their music and videos and then kind of telling you guys what we think and going from there. But this week, we decided to each pick a group and to spend some time kind of diving into everything that they are. So the challenge was to really kind of dive deep into the specific groups that we've chosen. And we needed to come today prepared by knowing the year that the group debuted We need to know the member names. We're only looking at stage names for this challenge because one of us picked a group with a lot of members. And so we were like, stage names only are okay, just for today only. We also were challenged to pick two of their title tracks that we like really, really enjoyed quite a lot. And then also at least three of their B-sides that we liked as well. And then if you have any like fun facts, or if there's any like subgroups or subunits that we want to talk about or anything like that, we can add that on. And then the final, I guess, question is, will we continue to like stand this group or not? And Shelly, maybe can you say what, like, I mean, we're calling this kind of like the stand challenge, but what does stand actually mean? Can you explain that to the non-K-pop people?
Love an that. Enthusiastic fan.
An enthusiastic fan. Oh my God, okay. I love it. Thank you very much. No problem at all. Without bordering into the land of being a sasang. Okay, so I guess I will go first. That was the vote that I just heard. So this is Poppy, and the group that I chose to spend my week diving in deep into was Mamamoo. I think, like, I haven't listened to a ton of female groups. Speaking of which, I just want to note that Twice's new single latest album dropped today. They're one of my faves, and so we'll be talking about that in future episodes. But
yeah, I took a moment right then.
But yeah, so I was kind of excited to dive a little deeper into Mamamoo. I think I had very little knowledge of them. Like, I didn't really know any of their songs before I did this. I think I knew about Mamamoo because of Hwasa, who is one of the members of Mamamoo. And so, yeah. So I spent some time listening to lots of their music. Mamamoo debuted in 2014, and there are four members. There's Hwasa, Solar, Moonbyul, and Wien. Just taking a look at the title tracks that I chose as my favorites, I think probably one of their most popular songs, which is called Starry Night, and I just really, really, really enjoyed that song quite a lot. It's definitely one of the favorites of theirs that I listen to. And then there's a song they have that's called Egotistic that I really enjoyed as well. And so those are the two title tracks of theirs that, yeah, I liked the most. B-sides. I think B-sides are what make a fan, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you're listening to... anybody can listen to title tracks, but... you know, when you listen to the B-sides, that's when you're getting deep,
That's actually really true.
Yeah, right? So there was a lot of B-sides. So I put four, and I had to, like, stop myself there. Isn't it so funny, though? Because there are so many artists where it's like, I like their title tracks, but I really like their B-sides.
Yes.
You know, like, there's quite a few K-pop artists like that. Some of my favorites are, one is called... Well, first, I just want to mention that something really cool that Mamamoo did a couple years ago is that, like I said, they have four members, and they did four different albums, and each album represented one of the members, and each album was done in a different season. So there's a spring, a fall, a summer, and a winter album, and each member kind of takes the solo lead on that album. Each specific member gets one season. And it was a cool idea.
That is super cool.
Yeah, like to do. And so one of my favorite songs on B-side songs is called Rude Boy. And it's on the Yellow Flower season album, which is Hwasa's album. And it's for spring. And that song is great. There's two songs from the Red Moon album, which is Moonbyul's album. Moonbyul is a singer. They're all singers. But she is also the main rapper for Mamamoo. So there's a song called Sleep in the Car that is just like, I will take a line from Ivy and be like, go off, queen. Like, I was like, okay, rapper girl, you better rap. I mean, it was just like, okay, she's like hard. I was like, this is deep. I love it. There's another song on that same album called Selfish that features Seulgi from Red Velvet. That just was like really fun, poppy kind of like song with like, it just was so good. Really, really good. And then lastly, there's this song called 25, which is off their White Wind season album, which is the winter album. And that's represented their member Wien And I think she's like one of my favorite voices in Mamamoo. So I just loved that song quite a lot. One of the kind of standouts about Mamamoo is I think they were, you know, they come from like a smaller label and they were made like to be a vocal group. So they're all like really good singers. Like it's, yes, it's like none of them, there's not like a weak link or like you gonna stand over here and look cute, girl. And that's going to be it. Like, they're all pretty powerful singers. And so, yeah, I think I just really like her, like the tone in her voice quite a lot. But I mean, I really like Hwasa's voice and I really like Solar's voice. So it's like, and all of their voices are really good. So it's just really interesting. I think, like I said, I had heard about Mamamoo because of Hwasa. And I think she's kind of known in the K-pop industry because Hwasa is like, she doesn't look like other K idols. You know, she is a lot curvier and she's got darker skin. So she kind of really kind of stands out from kind of like the normal kind of like Korean beauty standards.
She's so pretty. She's gorgeous.
So beautiful. And it's like nothing wrong, you know, with Korean beauty standards. Like they like slimmer women and they like to have like, they like women, you know, like a lot of people like to have pale skin. But Hwasa, she's not that. And I watched a few kind of interviews and stuff with her talking about how like she would audition and people would be like, you're great, but you're too fat and you're ugly.
And she's like, thick and save lives.
Pretty much, right? So I think I just loved that from the beginning. Like, I think I just was kind of like, okay, girl, I love the fact that you just decided I'm going to be me. I'm not going to conform to what you think is beautiful. I'm going to stick with what I am and what I think is beautiful and just be me. And I just think that's such a powerful message, which is really cool. And then the other thing I just want to note is their rapper, their main rapper, which is Moonbyul. She writes her all of her own raps, which I just thought was so great.
That is great.
I mean, that's the sign of a true MC, basically, when you write your own raps. And yeah, I mean, just from all the research I did, she's like one of the most credited female artists in the third generation because of that, like because she's written a rap for like a lot of songs because that's what she does, which is great. And I also think, like, how do I say this without disrespecting other K rappers who are females? I think like there's a lot of groups where, I mean, it's a K-pop group, there's always going to be a rapper, right? And so sometimes you have vocalists who are really vocalists who end up kind of also rapping. And they're good at it, but I just feel like she's really good at it. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but she's great. So I just felt like her voice, the tone of her voice and everything, it was like, I could genuinely like believe that she was like, I could, if I heard her on a track with Nicki Minaj, I'd be like, yes. As opposed to some of the other girls are super cute. But if I put them with Nicki Minaj, they're going to get destroyed. Where I feel like she could hold her own. Not that I'm even really a huge Nicki Minaj fan.
But she goes off.
But you know what I mean? She goes off. I mean, she's got this great tone. Nicki Minaj is like, she's got that attitude and that swagger and that, like, you know? And it's
they're
like,
bold, I sense those that people.
In yes. as well. So
write their own raps. It's very bold, but like in a good way,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. And it feels more personal. And like, yeah. So I listened to a little bit of because she just had a solo MV, like not MV, like a mini album release. And I listened to a little bit of that, but I just want to note as well, they all have soloed as well. And there's some such fantastic tracks from that. And so, yeah, from all of them, like Solar did a solo called Spit It Out. That is just epically awesome. Hwasa did a duet with Loco.
Oh, I love K-rapper that song. I like really them too.
Called Don't, and it's
that song is really good,
just so great.
A great one.
Yeah, so it's like I just love to see that as well, like see them doing, you know, solos and also coming together as a group. One more thing I'll note is that Hwasa and Wien actually grew up together.
Oh, wow.
And were friends like since junior high school, and in junior high they decided that they wanted to like be artists. And so they were like, we're going to move to Seoul and we're going to, you know, we're going to get signed. We're going to do this together or whatever. And they did. Wow. And so it's kind of cool that, you know, that they as friends came and ended up, you know, doing that, which is really cool. So I'm definitely planning on stanning. Oh God.
Yeah, she's gonna stan.
I'm definitely a Mama Moo fan. Good. Like, definitely. Like, they have gained a fan in me. I have added them to every playlist I have and will definitely be like listening to them in the future and making everyone else listen to them as well.
Ivy, do you want to go?
Nope, you should go next.
Well, you got more members.
Shelly, go next. I want to go last.
Okay. Okay. So, the group that I chose is Six. There are 5 members in this group. They're under C9 Entertainment, which I don't think is a huge company, but they debuted last year in July, so, you know, their year's coming up. The people in the group, the group members are BX, who is actually the leader of the group, and then there's Seung-hun. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I might not be. Seung-hun. And then there's Young-hee, Jin-young, and Hyung-suk. And actually, Jin-young was a former member of WANNA1. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. And then they were asking, like, I was watching these videos and people were asking him, like, why would he go from one group to another, even though he could have, like, he could have made solo music. And he just wanted, he basically said that he wanted to succeed with other people so he could have other people around him. And we all feel the same way. It was so sweet. Nice. They're BX and also, oh, dang it, Seung-hun. They both were YG trainees, actually. And then I was reading about this, I guess, maybe it was a group or it was like a subunit of something, but they were called like the Silver Boys. Have you guys ever heard of that? Silver Boys?
Never.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's like a YG thing. And they didn't get to debut, but I think it was a group and they were both a part of that as well, which was really interesting. What else do I have?
That has to be so hard when happens, right? When it's like you're practicing, you want to debut, and then you get put in a group, and then that group dissolves or whatever.
And BX was under YG for 3 years.
Oh
yeah.
Oh wow.
Which is a long time. Wow. And he's not even that old. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's not older than I am. So that has to be a long time. So the title tracks that I chose, so I'm gonna do Numb, which is a really great song, and the music video
song.
The music video is really good too, so go check that out. And then there's a song, I don't think it's a main title track, but it is a popular song, so I'm gonna include it in this part. It's What You Wanted, which is really good, so listen to that. Okay. they only have 2 mini albums, and they just came out with a Japanese version of Revival, I think the song is called. So I didn't have much to choose from. Also, actually, I had a lot to choose from. The problem is that I liked it all. That was my issue. Is that I was like, oh, this is not on this list. Oh, this one's good. I'm gonna add this to my list. I just, because it wasn't a lot and it was just so good, I just really liked a lot. But I did narrow it down to 3 B-sides. Nice, Imagine. Nice. Which will be in the playlist. I'm going to make sure to add that one because that one's really good. And also What You Wanted, I'm going to add that. Blackout and The One. My fun fact I'm a part of a fandom called Faith in X Fix. So, boom. I'm standing.
Wait,
X.
Faith in what?
Faith in Fix.
What's it called?
Faith that's kind of cute.
Because that's what, yeah.
Fix! Oh!
Yeah.
Because Six, the group, is spelled C-I-X, right? Oh, that's great.
That's cute. Okay.
They really popped off. I really love that.
So that's that.
So
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Did you answer that?
That I was a part of.
Okay.
The
panel, okay.
Woo-hoo!
It's official.
My name is Ivy, and the group that I chose is Golden Child.
Golden Child
is like an underrated group. Like, before I heard the song that I really, really like, I did not know who these boys were. I was like, who are they? But then I heard the song, I was like, okay, kind of pop off.
Right now, the group
consists of 10 members.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They had, I didn't realize it was happening. When they debuted, they had 11 members, but one of the members left because he had health issues. So now they have 10 members. Oh. Daeol, Y, Jang Jun, Tag, Seungmin, Jaehyun, Jibom, Byom, Dongkyun, Juchan, and Byomin. So, wow. 10 members.
When did they debut?
January 6, 2018. So, they've been a group for a while now.
Yeah.
For a couple years. Okay. They've been doing it. They're under Woollim Entertainment, which I have heard of, but not, like, heard of, you know? Because mm-hmm. I know that, like, this group, I think it's called Lovelies, is under that. They're a girl group. They're under that same entertainment, and I know who they were. So, they're under
is
that.
Is it, like, L-O-V-L-I-E-S, like Lovelies?
It's, like, lovely, but with the Z at the end.
Oh. Oh, so okay.
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed, like, looking into this group because at first I was like, am I gonna, like, there's a lot of them, you know, I don't think I was gonna be able to do that. But I really enjoyed learning about each member, like, in their little facts about them, and it was just very fun. So the songs, my two favorite title tracks are Wannabe. Ooh, Wannabe is a song that really made me, like, want to start standing them.
Yeah, that's the song that
Wannabe
that
is just, like, such a good song. Like, I feel like I know all the lyrics. I don't know what they're saying, but I know the lyrics. And another song is kind of similar to Wannabe. It's called Without You. It's, like, it kind of has the same vibe as Wannabe because those two songs are, like, very different from their other songs. So Wannabe and Without You are definitely my favorite title tracks. They really go off. My favorite B-sides are What Happened, I Love You Crazy, and Spring Again. Spring Again isn't like a B-side, it's a single, but like I'm gonna add it on there because I really like this song. Spring Again is kind of like a slower song. It's just like, it's so relaxing. Ooh. And when I heard it, I was kind of surprised because their other songs were more upbeat. And I was like, I was really surprised to hear Spring Again. I was like, yes, yes, yes. You know, What Happened and Love You Crazy are more upbeat songs. So like you can get up and jump and dance to them and like have a really good time. Yes, I did.
Which I'm sure you did.
When I listened to it, I did have a great time. So those are my favorite songs. A fact about them. Well, I have three facts about them. So get ready. Okay. So the first fact is about the whole group.
Okay,
they have a movie. Like, I don't know what the movie's about. I have no clue. I just know that they have a movie. Yes. Yeah, so
like, they like made a movie?
All the members are in this movie. I have no clue what it's about. But they
like
have...
about the group?
Oh, wow.
Or just they're like as actors, they're just
I think
in the movie
as
together.
Actors, but like, oh. I have no clue what this was. I just found out they had a movie and I was like, okay, maybe I'll watch it. It's very interesting. I was like, okay, so you all have, it's like they all as a group like had a movie together and like it was them and like one girl.
It must be about the group. Okay.
Another fact is that the leader, Dae-yul, his brother was someone from Infinite. He was an Infinite member. So like I saw this video and he was like, he dressed up as him for Halloween. And they were like, did you ask your brother for permission? He was like, no, because I knew he wasn't going to let me. He was like, no, I knew he wasn't going to let me. And I was like, that is hilarious. And that's great. The last fact is that the Maknae Boomin, he is an actor. It feels like a lot of groups have like just that one actor. And they're always so good.
Yeah.
He's an actor. Yeah. And one of them I have heard about, I think it's called Melting Me Softly or something. He was in that K-drama. Yeah.
Oh, like
so he
drama.
Was in that, and he was in another one, and he's also going to be in another one that's coming out. But
how old is he?
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just go and tell you what year he was born in.
While you look for that, I'll just explain to our listeners who are used to K-pop. So Maknae is like a Korean term for like the youngest member. And so because age is like an important thing, like in how you speak to each other, in Korean culture, every group, you'll know who the youngest member is, who the Maknae is. And so they're usually the member that's babied the most as well.
Okay. He was born in 2000. So, and then when I found out that he was a Maknae, I was like, it didn't make sense because when I saw him, I was like, okay. Maknae,
pop off, I guess.
He was born in 2000.
Mm-hmm, he was born in 2000. Also, he's friends with a lot of people that I know, like in K-pop. So I was really surprised. So yeah,
that's that.
It just sounds like she knew him.
Like, I was like, who's he friends with? Okay.
Like, he's friends with a lot of people I know.
Like, he's friends with Caitlyn? What's going on?
Where's Desiree?
He's friends with 3P and AB6. So I was like, okay. He's
friends with somebody from NCT. I was like, he's really doing his thing.
AB6 is my next group.
So the question is, will I be continuing to stan? And yes, I will. I want to learn more about them. And like, I want to hear more of their songs. And like, vibe out, you know. I think that they're a really good group, and also they're really funny. So
the first time I heard the Wannabe song, I was like, who is Golden Child and why has nobody told me about Golden Child? Like, that song is so great. Like, it's like, it's just so good. And I just think there's both of the groups you guys chose, I think Six as well is another group that I just feel like, people, why are you not listening to Six? Like, y'all need to be standing them, because
I've only heard, I just feel like they're really, really good. So maybe I'll listen movie to star? More song. Yeah, that's the only song I've ever heard.
Movie star. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to listen to more songs because of you. So
yeah, we're going to go through and we're going to listen to each other's songs. I thought that's what we're doing.
Yes, I feel like we definitely should do that for 100% sure. So today, before we end the podcast, we're gonna start a new segment that's called On Repeat, where every week we're gonna be sharing with you guys a couple of songs that we've been listening to a lot, and we'll be adding those to our playlist as well. So don't forget to check that out in the show notes. And so, yeah, ladies, let's talk about let's share with everyone what two songs you've been listening to this week on repeat.
Okay, so my two songs that I've been having on repeat are Candy by Baekhyun, because it's an iconic song, Wannabe by Golden Child, and 7 Days a Week by NCT Dream, because that song is masterpiece.
Beautiful.
I also have three songs.
Yeah, girl.
So I have Mirage by Marshall, and then I have People by August D. It's really good. I really like that song a lot. And then I am listening to an older song. I don't know how old the song is, but it's I think it's pronounced Hangang or Hangang by Hoodie. And I just really love her a lot. And I'm sure we'll talk about her more in the KRMB episode,
which you guys can look forward to soon. Speaking of KRMB, I discovered a new artist this week that I've been listening to quite a lot. Her name is Say. It's spelled S-A-A-Y, but there's a song she has called From the Horizon that I just have been loving quite a lot. My second two songs are going to be from Mamamoo. One, I'll say the Hwasa and Loco song, which is called Don't, which is a great song. And then I'll just also say as well, another really fun kind of pop song is the solo song that's called Spit It Out. It's just really fun, and really, really like it a lot. We'll be including some of the other songs from our little challenge here as well on the playlist, so definitely make sure to check that out. I think that is it for us in this episode, you guys. Next week, you guys can look forward to an episode where we're going to talk a lot about K-dramas, because that's something we want to be talking about in this podcast as well. We are currently watching a drama together. We should finish that up in time to kind of give our review of 100 Days, My Prince. And maybe we'll talk about what other dramas we're watching, because I think we're all also watching other dramas as well at the same time that we watch that drama. We'll also be talking about new music next week. Like I mentioned, Twice dropped their new single, album today's June 1st. Monsta X has a new song. And so, yeah, we'll be talking about some new music in the K-pop KRMB world that we've been listening to. We'll dive a little deeper into that. And yeah, I think that is it for us today. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you had fun with us. Definitely make sure to check out those the links below for the playlist, and for our social medias. We're on Twitter as well as Instagram at K-pop Noir Podcast. Also, you can email us if you have questions. Or you just want to be like, you guys are awesome, then you can email us. Our email address is kpopnoirpodcast@gmail.com. Ladies,
thank you so much
say?
For listening, and follow Lucas on Instagram @lucas_xx444.
Stand wavy for a good brain.
Yes, stand follow stand wavy official @wavyofficial.
Oh my gosh. All of you are bad. Are you? You're just mad.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next time.